sneezed.
I did, a voice answered.
I did what?
I sneezed.
I sneezed, sir!
I sneezed, sir. I'm cold, sir.
Oh, ho!
Zim strode up to the man who had sneezed, shoved the ferrule of the swagger cane an inch under his nose, and demanded,
Name?
Jenkins, sir?
Jenkins.
Zim repeated it as if the word were somehow distasteful, even shameful.
I suppose some night on patrol you're going to sneeze just because you've got a runny nose, eh?
I hope not, sir.
So do I, but you're cold. We'll fix that.
He pointed with his stick.
See that armory over there?
I looked and could see nothing but prairie except for one building that seemed to be almost on the skyline.
Fall out. Run around it. Run, I said. Fast. Bronski, pace him. Right, Sarge.
One of the five or six other baton carriers took out after Jenkins, caught up with him easily, cracked him across the tight of his pants with the baton. Zim turned back to the rest of us, still shivering at attention. He walked up and down, looked us over, and seemed awfully unhappy. At last, he stepped out in front of us, shook his head, and said apparently to himself, but he had a voice that carried,
To think that this had to happen to me.
He looked at us.
You apes. No, not apes. You don't rate that much. You pitiful mob of sickly monkeys. You sunken-chested, slack-bellied, drooling refugees from apron strings. In my whole life, I never saw such a disgraceful huddle of mama's spoiled little darlings, and you there! Suck up the gut! Eyes front! I'm talking to you!
I pulled in my belly, even though I was not sure he had addressed me. He went on, and I began to forget my goose flesh in hearing him storm. He never once repeated himself, and he never used either profanity or obscenity. I learned later that he saved those for very special occasions, which this wasn't. But he described our shortcomings, physical, mental, moral, and genetic, in great and insulting detail. But somehow, I was not insulted. I became greatly interested in studying his command of language. I wished that we had had him on our debate team. At last he stopped and seemed about to cry.
I can't stand it,
he said bitterly.
I've just got to work some of it off. I had a better set of wooden soldiers when I was six. All right! Is there any one of you jungle lice who thinks he can whip me? Is there a man in the crowd? Speak up!